All right, here we are. It looks like we are live all over the place. I think except for Twitter, because I just got a notification. I guess you need a premium account on Twitter, on the old X machine to be able to go live on it, which I don't have. I have the little itty bitty free version. But anyway, here we are live on Facebook, live on the YouTube, live on the IG. I'm going to try and it's a little new jumping back and forth here, so we're going to see how this goes. But anyway, those that are here or those that you will be here, welcome to another live Chasma show. And a little different background. I'm trying to get a little creative here with the setup. And if I'm looking down and not at the camera, that's because I'm trying to read some things here. All right, I get it. You're not going to be there. Get off of here. Comments are open. I'll be jumping back and forth between the IG, the old Instagram machine, and the it looks like that's a little bit of a lag, so we're going to have to see how this works out. But anyway, here we are. Here we are. We're ready. We're moving along. For those of you who may not know, I am Chaz from the legendary tag team, the Headbangers, and this live show here is where we talk wrestling life and everything in between. And we just like to come on and chat, have a good time, see what's going on in the world, let you know what's going on in my world. We drink some Once Upon a Coconut. I got a little blueberry here today. I'm telling you, if you haven't tried any of this stuff, you really need to. The Once Upon a Coconut, go to onceuponacoconut.com, order it there. Or, I mean, I'm pretty sure it's in any store. I mean, I've seen it all over stores. But here, cheers. Cha-ching. Nice, refreshing. Yeah, so today we're going to, here, let me flip over to the IG. Let's see who's here. Oh, here we go. Ah, Miguel Perez. How are we, sir? It's been a while, buddy. I don't know if you're going to be around for WrestleCon for the SummerSlam or not, but good to see you on. Thanks for jumping in. Yeah, so we had a fun weekend this past weekend. We went up to Canada again. I don't know what's going on with Canada, but we've been booked there a lot, which is awesome. I'm not complaining, especially with, you know, down here in South Florida, it's 95 degrees with 110% humidity. And I'm not complaining about that either because I would much rather have that than snow. But we went up to Canada. It was very interesting because we flew into Detroit and had to drive across the border. And I'm not going to mention any names, but the boys that picked us up at the airport and drove us across the border, I guess they have some border issues. Yeah, so we got stopped, which is never a good time. The part that makes it not a good time isn't just the questioning of why are you here, what are you doing, how long do you plan on staying, and you know, where are you going? And they want like addresses. They want the hotel. And, you know, we didn't have all that exact info on us. I had to sit there and start scrolling through my phone and on Instagram and, you know, stuff we've been tagged in for the show. But they've had the two boys we were with had a little bit more issues. So, yeah, so we had to get stopped and the bags get pulled out and they're looking through the bags. And Glenn and I travel with the belts, and just made it a little bit more interesting. But all in all, it was a great time with Noble Champions Group, and I am happy and proud to say that the Headbangers are the new NCG Tag Team Champions. It was an interesting way that went down. You know, if you see any wrestling card, it always has at the bottom, card subject to change, and this was in full effect the other night on Saturday night and at LaSalle, I don't know if it's LaSalle building, LaSalle town that we were in. But if you look up Noble Champions Group, NCG Wrestling, you know, you'll be able to find it. But yeah, so we ended up, they got all switched around to where we were supposed to work the tag team champions, the Congregation, two very nice little boys, work them. And then it got switched around. Zilla Fatu was there. He was supposed to have a championship match. That got switched around, so it ended up being a triple threat match with us and Zilla versus the Indiana Jones guy, and I'm sorry, I don't remember name other than you were dressed like Indiana Jones and the Congregation. Winner takes all. So fortunate enough, we had Zilla Fat 2 on our team, and we all went over. And so new heavyweight champion Zilla and a new NCG tag team champions, the Headbangers. Pretty damn cool. Yep, I'm wearing my Beaver Cleavage shirt. Really like the Headbangers t-shirt. And on the back, it says Real Men Wear Skirts. You know, Wolfpack 1996. You can get one of those shirts. They have one. It's not the spider web shirt like the old school, but there is one at ProWrestlingTees.com that you can get. You can get there. The rooftop video was excellent. Yeah, well, that's what happens when people run their mouth. Sometimes they got to get a little bitch slapped. And I didn't really even know I was going to do that until it kind of happened. But that's what happens. Pope, my boy. What up? Pope knows. He's bitch slapped a couple. My hand got a little, my hand was a little red after that. So, but the good part was I still have my pimp pan available. So I was able to tap it and use that one. So it was a good time up there. You know, we were up there for, thank you, sir. You as well, Pope. Love you. It was a good time. Had a blast. Came home Monday morning. I don't even know what day it is. Came home Monday morning. Always a good time. It's always great getting out and interacting with the fans. It was a great time. Looking forward to going back to, clearly we have to go back to defend our newly won tag team championships. And I'm looking forward to doing that. But today I wanted to jump in and talk a little bit about the video games. The new video games are out, the 2K24, 2K26. Yeah, 2K26. I'm thinking 2K24 because that was the first one that we were fortunate enough to be on. What is this show? Sorry, I'm still trying to figure this out. Okay. Oh, got it. All right, never mind. Here we are, back again. Yeah, so, obviously technology has evolved. It's changed so much in the last 30 years now. It's crazy that November of this year will be 30 years that I signed my first contract with WWF, back then WWE. Crazy that it'll be 30 years November, and that contract was a part-time contract, which helped us get our foot in the door. But, the technology back then was way different than it is now. So obviously the quality of the video games is way different. But the cool part back then for us was how we found out that we were going to be on the video game. Every week you got this big white envelope with your name on it at TV at Monday Night Raw. And it was your booking envelope. It had all the bookings in it that you had for like the next week or the next month. It was usually kind of planned a month out, but if something changed, like it was thrown in there. So I believe we're at the Manhattan Center in New York, and we get the envelope, and there's a sheet in there that says we had to be at this studio the next day or the day after to do head scans. So, we had to ask, like, what do you mean head scans? And it said, like, head scans, and it may have had, like, voiceovers on it or something like that. Not 100% sure. But anyway, there was some place we needed to be. And when we asked about it, we were kind of looked at, like, kind of head half crocked and, like, kind of cross-eyed looking at us going, well, it's for the video game. And we were like, what video game? And they're like, well, the new video game that's coming out. And, again, just being part-time guys, so this was around – I'm going to say, so we signed in November of 96. This was probably February of 97 because it was right before WrestleMania 13, which was in March of 97. So we were told, hey, you guys are going to be in video game. We were like, really? I mean, just first of all, just to be there, even with a part-time contract, just to be, in WWE, was one thing. But now we're going to be in a video game. Was unbelievable. Also, this night in the Manhattan Center is when we had the pleasure of working the Legion of Doom, which was their first match back after 4 years of not being on TV, which was amazing. We also found out that night that we were getting action figures. I mean, what a night it was. I mean, first of all, we're in Manhattan Center having a two-segment match against Legion of Doom. Find out you're getting action figures. We found out we're going to be a video game. And we also found out that's when we were going to be. We found out we were going to be in WrestleMania 13. Talk about a historic day, you know, finding out those four things. It was pretty unbelievable. So anyway, we go to this studio, and I think it was Acclaim. And, you know, there's all these cameras and microphones and things like that all around. But it was really cool because they took the head scans. They do the head scans, and then you got to do voiceovers. And if you watch or if you played with the War Games back then, the Raw War Games, Monday Night Raw, War Games, whatever it was called, Warzone, the cool part about it was when we were getting beat up, or we got to do the interviews, we got to do the promos for them. And it's actually us doing them. It's actually our voice, which is pretty damn awesome to be able to sit at home on the couch and playing with yourself all day. And yeah, I know how that sounds. That's exactly why I said it. Sit on the couch and play with yourself all day. And then, you know, your video pops up and it's you challenging whoever, you know, you're wrestling against, or you're getting beat up and it's your actual voice. You know, they gave us little words they wanted to say, but, you know, Glenn and I being Glenn and I, we didn't want it to be like everyone else's. So that's where, ouch, you kicked me in the fallopian tubes. Ow, you hit me in the ovaries. Ouch, quit it. You know, we kind of just made it our own, which is what we kind of always did. But it was just such a fun, amazing experience to be able to go there and do all of that stuff on, oops, sorry, phone's buzzing. Doing all that stuff on your own, for you, you know, for ourselves, which was kind of cool. Sorry, give me 1 second. Yep, there we go. That's not what I wanted. Yep, there we go. Yep, I'm bad one. Okay. Yeah, so, you know, that's obviously really, really, really cool. And then fast forward now all the way to 24. Oh, I don't want that. You know, we go to 24 and we sign the Nostalgia/Legends deal with WWE. And then we get a call from someone from 2K Studios saying that they wanted to fly us out to San Francisco. And because they wanted, you know, because we're going to be in the new video game. Now, we had a kind of an idea we'd be in that video game after we signed the Legends deal that we got, but didn't realize that they were going to fly us to San Francisco and do what we did. So we got to San Francisco, and you want to talk about another amazing experience. So they put us in those cool suits with all the little dots on them. And in 2K Studios, it was inside the, I guess, the basketball arena where they do NBA, 2K NBA or NBA 2K, whatever it's called. But they had an actual WWE 20-foot ring set up inside. In there, and then there was probably like 4 or 5 indie guys who their job was to make all the wrestlers' entrances and moves look like the actual wrestlers' entrances and moves, their move sets. And it was cool because they would sit there, like, we got to watch the behind the scenes stuff, how they had to stand in there studying video of you know, Bob Holly walking to the ring, or Billy Gunn walk into the ring, and they had to practice it over and over and over again to get it down. And they did it pretty well. And then even their move sets in the ring, you know, when they get in the ring, what did they do? Like, they would study it over and over and over again. So the cool part for us was 2K 24, 25, and now 26. No one else had to do that. They flew us there just so we could do our own moves. So our entrance coming down was actually us doing the entrance. Me flashing the monkey face was actually me. The monkey faces in the game is my ring entrance. That was actually me. The entrance of diving through the middle rope, the middle and bottom rope, and going to that opposite corner and doing what I always do was actually me. And when I watch it back, I see the little nuances of when I jump off that middle rope and I kind of hop. Those are little things that wouldn't have been there if they didn't fly us out. The other really cool part is all the double team moves, drop down clothesline, the hangman, the powerbomb leg drop, our stage dive finisher, all of that was actually us doing it. The stage dive was a little, actually, the stage dive and the drop down clothesline were a little more difficult to pull off because the last thing they wanted was for these kids from these indie wrestlers taking, you know, 100 bumps on a stiff, hard ring. So they had the big crash mats set up, which made it actually more difficult for Glenn and I because I had to do a power bomb standing on a soft crash mat. So Glenn comes down, you know, safely and on a crash mat, and the guy we're giving a power bomb to finish or two, giving it to him, he's got to come down safely. So it made it a little bit awkward. And then it made it even a little weirder because then it was just me doing a power bomb, and then after the fact, Glenn doing a leg drop and how they kind of put it all together. But to be able to fly out and do that was just a crazy, crazy, awesome experience. And for me, I'm not very good at the video game. I'll admit it. I suck. I will actually wrestle myself sometimes just so I can see my own victory, what my victory celebration is. But either way, it's a good time, and it was so much fun. All right, so I'm going to kind of scroll back through here and see what's going on. Yeah, Maine's in the games. I like that, the professor. All right, what else? That was all fun stuff. All fun stuff. Yeah. So today, actually, also, hold please, need a little coconut water. Oh, yeah, I'll plug all day on here. I don't care. Cheap plugs all day. As a matter of fact, speaking of cheap plugs, on Wednesdays the last few weeks, I've been going to there's a summer camp here, a day camp right by my house. And I've been going there and working with Larry Brannon. He used to be in Heavenly Bodies back in the day. Going and working with kids, like showing them, you know, some wrestling holds, moves, things like that. But today was promo day. So we were showing them how, you know, a good heel does a promo, good baby face does a promo. And I was being the cheesy heel and baby face when I got to do those, by going for the cheap pops and the cheap heat by telling everyone how bad their school sucked. So I'm all about the cheap plugs, the cheap stuff. And too bad, so sad. But anyway, yeah, so here we go. Today is the 12-year anniversary of the Briscoe Brothers versus the Guardians of Truth. And why is that significant? Well, the Guardians of Truth, if you didn't know, back in 12 years ago, was that 2014-ish, was actually Glenn and I. And the funny part was, is right before then, Glenn and I had done a few things, a couple of indie shows. We were really trying to get back into it. And we're on a show with Cornette, and we asked Cornette to take a look and watch the match and tell us what he thought. And if you don't know Jim Cornette, people either love him or hate him. I personally love him. But Jim Cornette's that guy. If you don't want the answer, don't ask him the question, because he's going to tell you the God's honest truth. And when we asked him, we said, Jimmy, because he was on the show, like, can you watch the match and let us know what you think? And, you know, because Glenn had just lost a bunch of weight. We really hadn't been working much together for a while because of his weight and for whatever other reasons that we don't need to get into here. So it was our first one, like, really back in a while. And so Cornette watched, and whoever Joe Biden is, terrorist. Okay. Yeah, I'm not even going to show that. You can go, go have a good day, Joe. Yeah. Yeah, go have a good day. But anyway, yeah, no reason to bring that up. So Cornette watched it, and we came in the back, and he goes, hey, let me talk to your boys outside. And we're like, oh shit, outside. Like, he needs to pull us outside to tell us, you know, how good or how bad this is. So he gets outside and he goes, so you know how I am. He goes, I'm going to be 100% brutally honest with you. And we're like, we know, Jim, that's why we asked you to watch. And his comment was, you guys look just like you did back in 1997. He goes, it was unbelievable. It was really good. Your chemistry's still there, all this stuff. And at that time, Cornette was booking for Ring of Honor. And he looked at us. He goes, I'm going to do everything I can to get you guys into Ring of Honor. And we were like, well, shit, that would be amazing. Like, that would be awesome. And Jim, being a man of his word, he got us booked in Ring of Honor. And the funny part is he called us up and he said, hey, he goes, so I have this spot in Ring of Honor. You know, I'd like to bring you guys in. But here's the deal. You know, I want to put you under masks. And that was actually really funny because Glenn and I used to wrestle under masks as the Spiders. And when we went to Smoky Mountain, Cornette told us he didn't like masks and he wanted to bring us in, but not as the Spiders. And he had this headbanger idea, this headbanger gimmick idea. And that's kind of where it came from. And it rolled from there. So here we are now, all these years later, and he wants to bring us back and he wants to bring us into another promotion under masks. And he said to us, he goes, well, he goes, I don't know if it's going to get over or not. I don't know how well it's going to go. He goes, so if it doesn't get over, at least maybe we can hide your true identity. No one will really know that it's you. So we were like, all right, fine, whatever you want. You know, we're fine to do it. So we came out in masks. We had Truth Martini as our manager. And the show was in New York. It was a pay-per-view in New York. And it's one of those things I'll never forget. We're in there with the Briscoes. I think it was Mark. We shot into the ropes. As soon as he hit the rope, the spring popped and doing the drop down clothesline. And the match was still good. It was a decent match. I mean, it wasn't as good as probably it could have been with like really saggy, sloppy ropes. But either way, we got through it and, you know, had a decent match. It was enough for them to want to bring us back, which was great. And when they brought us back, we were able to go out to the ring and on one of their TV tapings and challenge the Briscoes. But we didn't want to challenge them as the Guardians of Truth, so we took the hoods off and revealed that we were indeed the Headbangers, and then went out, had a match with them. We actually ended up having an enhancement match first, which went really well. And then, how bad can an enhancement match go, right? But we had that match, and then from there we had another match with the Briscoes, which was really, really good. I thought it went really, really well. Everyone seemed really, really happy with it. And then we got in the back and we're trying to get with Cornette to see, like, you know, are we coming back? Like the next TVs, like, when is it? And I don't know, Cornette, something got upset him. He basically said, I'm out, I quit. And he walked out the door. And once he walked out the door, that was the end of the Headbangers and Ring of Honor, because we got ignored. We never got a phone call back, never got a text back, never got an email back, nothing. And that was our very, very, very short run in the Ring of Honor. But yeah, so today I share that story with you because today is, again, the 12-year anniversary of us having that match. So let's see comments. You guys got questions or anything on here? You want to drop them in, please do. Please do. Let me see. Professor, thank you. Listen, I try. Trying my best here just to have a good time. And yeah. Let me see who else is here. Cornette is he's definitely a beam of energy, for better or worse. He is awesome. He is simply tremendous. Love him to death. Mask can be a little difficult to breathe in, but you know, you get used to it. It's not the end of the world. It could always be worse, but it's a good time either way. It's a good time. So the deal, Overlord Father wants to know, what was the deal with the Madonna bra look? Well, I honestly kind of think that was that whole story can be found right here. I don't know if you can see it. Let me bring it up this way. Again, cheap plug time. Can be found right here and beneath the skirt. I honestly think that was kind of a rib on us from Vince. You know, Glenn was hurt, came back not in the best shape. Because he was not in the best shape, we kind of got squashed to the bottom of the totem pole when it comes to the tag teams. At that point, we should have been like right at the top, being that we were the longest tenure tag team there. That's right, right before WrestleMania 2000, when the Hardys, the Dudleys, and Edge and Christian had that TLC match. You know, that's a spot that we probably, in my mind, should have been in, but we weren't. And so we had went to Vince and we asked him, like, hey, you know, we're not getting used, like, you know, kind of what's going on. And he kind of told us, he goes, you got to evolve. You got to recreate yourself. And we're like, okay, but, you know, we just came back and, you know, we're like, do you have an idea? At this point, that's probably one of the, I'm not going to call it a regret, but one of the things I wish I would have known more about was evolving and changing. You know, we didn't really have a mentor or anyone, you know, telling us that those are the things we should be doing at event. You know, you got to evolve yourself. You got to constantly change. You got to constantly evolve. And we didn't get that guidance. So we didn't know. And his idea was for us to come out in cones. And yeah, that was Vince's idea. But again, I think it was a total rib. And I think the rib was because Glenn, you know, wasn't in the best shape when he came back. And that was kind of Vince's way of, yeah, messing around with us. So, yeah, so that's that. So, Jeff, good video, right? Of course I'm right. Was that out loud? You know what? I don't... We were definitely Bod Podcast 26. Underappreciated, definitely underrated. I think part of it is when we were brought in, and that under that part-time contract I spoke about earlier, the part-time contract basically was guys to win up to a certain level to have competitive matches with the top guys. And that was kind of our role when we came in. And we always kind of stayed there. And I think the other side of it was when we first came in, you know, there was a lot of other really great established tag teams. And again, we were new, so it had to take time to build. And just as we started building to get ourselves up there, that's when Glenn got hurt and blew his knee. And then from there, you know, he came back and we kind of just, you know, never really got pushed or really got used again. You know, we were used for a lot of different things behind the scenes that people didn't know about. And I've talked about this before, that we were the personal appearance kings. You know, we did all the ticket on sales. When they did, you know, back then, everything wasn't online. People actually showed up at the buildings and waited in line to buy tickets to shows. And we were always there. It was always Glenn and I. When there was time for a meet and greet at a show, they pulled Glenn and I in. So, you know, our role was more backstage behind the scenes and not so much on the camera. But, yeah, I guess I can agree that we're a little underappreciated and definitely underrated. But yeah, you know, it's one of those things. It is what it is. And looking back, again, I have zero regrets and I'm not complaining. Would I have maybe done things a little bit differently knowing what I know now? Oh, 100%. But who in life wouldn't look back at your life and say, oh, I would have done this a little bit differently. I would have done that differently. If I would have only known what I know now, I would have done this. So, you know, it's life. It is what it is. The great part about it is I now have the opportunity through my coaching program, right, Jeff? You can chime in and say yes. Through my coaching program, I can help, you know, guide and advise and suggest things from what I've learned, from mistakes I've made. I can pass that on, and I really enjoy the hell out of that. So, again, it is what it is. Yeah, the tag division was stacked when we first came in. And and the funniest part about that is pretty much everyone was tall. They were big. You know, you have Henry and Phineas. You had, you know, the Godwins and everyone you've seen, the Powers of Pain, Demolition. And we see people now and are like, wow, we didn't realize how big you guys are. It's because we were always in the ring with guys like 6'6", 6'7". So, yeah. So that's what that is. And clicking back over here. Any other questions? What else we got going on? And thank you for our recent title win. Bod Podcast, you can shoot me a message through, go to chazmatch.com, shoot me a message through there. And we can talk about that. We can talk about it. And see. Reggie Lee 18, what's going on, man? Yeah, you see Jeff's comment right here. Jeff and I have been working together. And I'll say this, Jeff's promos when we first started talking were the drizzling shits. Maybe not the drizzling shits, maybe just shits. Actually, they weren't even the shits. They weren't bad. They were just, there was no emotion in them. And, you know, one of the things we're working on is him getting emotion out of him with the character he's trying to portray, and then, you know, suck the emotion out of people. Yeah. So for those of you watching right now, I appreciate it. I appreciate you chiming in. I appreciate the comments, the responses. Those that are listening or watching at a later date, hey, I appreciate that too. But, you know, you can watch this. This is going to be a weekly thing now, like I said before. But the goal is to do it every week at 5 o'clock on a Wednesday to come on here. So if you guys want to go to, you can email Chaz at chazmosh.com. To send in, you know, if you want to leave comments here, questions, or email me at chaz@chazmosh.com. Questions, comments, things you want to chit chat about, things you want to hear about. I'd be glad to talk about it. I want this to be as interactive as possible. And then again, you can watch it on YouTube or you can listen to wherever you listen to your podcast at. And while you're there, make sure you hit that subscribe button. So this way here you get updates on when I put other little things out. And, don't forget, always head over to chazmosh.com. Got this right here beneath the skirt, right there. You see it. Go get a signed copy there. Also, just for future reference, we got these cool little pics here that I'll show up to the little camera. These pictures here, it's early Smoky Mountain, super early Smoky Mountain, early Smoky Mountain. So early Smoky Mountain, I didn't even have a skirt on. So you can get these signed. They're $25 signed, or you can get all four of them for a whopping $75 if you want. If you buy a book, you get a special deal on it as well. Yeah, and then let's see. So I got the Beneath the Scar book too. This is exclusively as of now just on Amazon. Why am I holding it down here? I don't know. You get that on Amazon. And I've been working on some other little things. For those of you who like to be occupied or non-occupied, I got this one that's just coming out. Little crossword wrestling puzzle. And then I got I shared this before, word search of Beneath the Skirt. And that one's basically based on every puzzle in here. It's based on a chapter in my book. And you got this word search book. And then you got this one. Yeah, I know. Listen, I get bored at night, and I sit around, and this is what I do. I try to create content, and I have a good time. So, so there's my shameless plugs for the day. You know, social media stuff, as you know, Chaz Mosh, is Beaver Cleavage trademarked under WWE? I don't know that answer. I know it was when I signed a Nostalgia/Legends contract, that name was listed in there. So I'm not sure, but I'm kind of hoping they come out with a Beaver Cleavage action figure. I am. I think that would be freaking awesome. I think it would be great. Rib Shop Productions, is your book available in the UK? I don't know if you guys get Amazon over there, but you know, if you get Amazon, then it's definitely available over there as well. Bob Podcast 26 wants to know who has worked the stiffest that I've been in the ring with. That is very simple and easy. The hardest person who ever hit me in the ring was Mark Henry. And he will admit it. And he was just, when Mark first came in, he just legit did not know how strong he was. And he just clocked me. But Mark's a great guy. He ended up doing really, really great for himself. Did I enjoy working Smoky Mountain? And who is my favorite team to work with there? Love Smoky Mountain. And probably my favorite team to work there were the Thugs, Tracy Smothers and Dirty White Boy. I'm trying to think of what the Thugs stood for. Tracy used to say it all the time. T is for terrible, H is for L, U is for ugly, and G is for jail because a thug can't spell. That was it. T is for terrible, H is for hell, U is for ugly, and G is for jail because a thug can't spell. The Thugs, because that's who we worked with the most. We worked Ricky and Robert a lot also. Can't ever go wrong working any of those guys. But yeah, so listen, leave some more messages and, you know, I'll try to get back to them and we'll get on it next week. More content to come. Remember, follow me on social media at chazmash.com. And remember, the most important thing, do whatever makes your heart happy. Just don't suck at it. I'll see y'all on the other side. Peace out.